Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, could tablets soon outsell PCs? And a mobile payments provider plans on changing its name. Those stories and more, but first, Box has started reining in its massive sales and marketing costs as the online storage company moves closer to an initial public offering. The company updated its latest IPO filing with its first quarter results, showing its loss widened to $38.5 million from $34 million a year earlier, but revenue nearly doubled. It spent $1.05 on sales and marketing for every dollar it made in revenue in the quarter ending on April 30th, lower than the $1.21 recorded 3 months earlier. A number of prominent U.S. investors have taken big stakes in Samsung recently, putting pressure on the company's management to return more of its cash pile to shareholders. Some have been pushing Samsung execs to increase dividends and restart share buybacks in private meetings. The demands are sparked by Samsung's low return to shareholders despite a cash pile that's hitting new highs. Samsung paid out about 7% of its profit to shareholders last year, down from 40% in 2007, and lagging some rivals. We love our tablets, and a new survey finds tablet computers will outsell traditional PCs worldwide by next year. The Journal's Jen Ursillo has more.
The research from Gartner is out with a report finding that PC sales this year will total 308 million units, with tablets hitting 256 million. But by 2015, tablet sales will reach 320 million to 316 million for PCs. The report also found that total device sales, including PCs, tablets, and mobile phones, will hit almost $2.5 billion in 2014. I'm Jen Ursillo for The Wall Street Journal.
A tiny two-year-old startup founded by the son of a former Israeli prime minister is fast climbing the online news pop charts. WSJD.com reports PlayBuzz.com currently employs just 16 staff, but already attracts more traffic than AOL.com and Upworthy.com, according to audience measurement company Quantcast. It hit seventh place on Quantcast's most read sites on mobile in early July and ranks as the 29th most popular website in the U.S. It specifically has targeted the U.S. market, in part by modeling itself after the format made popular by BuzzFeed.com, which is number 10 among Quantcast's top U.S. websites. PlayBuzz posts quizzes as well as the listicles that BuzzFeed pioneered. As we continue, Japan pins hopes on floating trains.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts, like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
The mobile payments provider ISIS says it will change its name soon, hoping to distance itself from the Sunni militant group. ISIS, the payments provider, has the backing of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Finally today, the Japanese company that built the first high-speed bullet trains back in the 60s now aims to make another leap that would cut many travel times in half. at a projected cost of about $90 billion, it could be the world's most expensive railway line to date, and it would be the first intercity train to use a technology called magnetic levitation, or maglev, which lifts the cars several inches off a concrete track and whisks them along at roughly 310 miles per hour. It's widely expected to get a final go-ahead from the government this year, with construction set to begin by early 2015. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.